there are major, major changes to the child support program. The state of Texas is suing the Internal Revenue Service. The state of Texas is suing the IRS because of loss of funding. This is major, major news for the child support program. And in order to sue the IRS, the state of Texas must tell the truth. That is, that whether it's a federal program or is it a state program, and I will provide the analysis. This is a major, major change. Ken Paxton, who is the state attorney general from Texas, is suing the IRS, and he puts the blame on the White House, which is they're impaired the child support program for the loss of funding. The problem is the executive branch has nothing to do with the IRS. It's a separate agency. Here it is, the state of Texas versus the Internal Revenue Service. This is the lawsuit. This is breaking news. This is going to upend the child support program as we know it. Let me give you the historical perspective with regard to the child support program. Texas earns from the child support program $4.5 billion. Which is billion with a B. Then comes California with $2.6 billion. New York, $1.8 billion. Ohio, $1.6 billion. And Florida, $1.5. These are the historical perspective. That is, this is what being earned from a child support program. Texas is the largest. According to the 2010 Census Bureau, that Texas has 29.5 million. However, California has 39.2 million. So here's the example. Why does Texas earn more than California? There are at least 10 million times. Why? This is very, very bad or sad news. Ken Paxton has been impeached. So how can he file a lawsuit against the IRS? The Republicans in the House and Senate impeached Ken Paxton. It is about time. However, if you'd like me to do an impeachment of Ken Paxton, comment below. Speaking of the state of Texas suing the IRS, you can learn how to file a lawsuit. On our website, Father filed a lawsuit and won. Again, if you are serious about filing a lawsuit. New DOJ letter, 2023. File it into your family court case. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach us at chrish289protonmail.com. We provide extensive research, and we're just asking for a $25 gift or any amount will do. And also, please subscribe and press the like button. We have a video called The Ultimate Guide for Child Support and Family Court Cases. Please check out our video. We also have an app on childsupport.newzendler.com. You can avail yourself of all of our research. let's begin our analysis. Jurisdiction and venue. Jurisdiction is the cornerstone of our legal process.
Jurisdiction and venue. The court has jurisdiction pursuant to 28 United States Code 1331 and 2201. This action arises under 5 United States Code 702 and 03 and 28 United States Code 1331, 1346, and 1361. Venue is proper in this district, pursuant to 28 United States Code 391 and 1391. Defendants are United States agencies and officers sued in their official capacities. The state of Texas is a resident of this judicial district, and a substantial part of the events or omissions giving rise to this complaint occurred and continue to occur within the Western District of Texas. The court is authorized to award the requested declaratory and injunctive relief under 5 United States Code 76 and 28 United States Code 1361, 2201, and 2022, and its inherent equitable powers.
If you'd like to learn jurisdiction, preview our website, Jurisdiction 1 and Jurisdiction 2. What are the legal framework? In other words, what are they suing for? It's the state of Texas versus the IRS. And they need to define point by point, line by line, what are they suing?
Legal framework. The Social Security Act of 1975 contains Title IV-D, a federal law that, in part, requires every state to manage a child support enforcement program. The federal government provides money to each state to help fund Title IV-D programs. These federal dollars help cover the operational costs involved in child support enforcement, including establishing orders, enforcement efforts, and tracking and reporting. In Texas, the Child Support Division of the Office of the Attorney General, OAG Child Support, is the official Title IV-D agency in Texas. Texas Family Code 231.001. The OAG Child Support helps families by establishing paternity, establishing child medical and dental support orders, collecting child support, and modifying child support obligations. The structure of each state's Title IV-D agency and the services it provides must conform to federal guidelines, including setting up an administrative framework governing the disbursement of collected funds and maintaining computer systems that meet numerous federal specifications to maintain detailed records of all pending cases. 42 United States Code 654, 3, and 27.
There you have it. Child support is a federal program, not a state program. It's a federal program. They get their benefits from the federal government. So it's federal program, not a state program. It's a trick. So if all the guys are saying, oh, it's a state program, you need to involve yourself with the state, absolutely not. They're telling the truth. And the truth is, it's a federal program, even in Texas. You will see that child support is a contract. Yes, it's a contract. Here is the contract for the state of Texas.
OCSC audits the state's compliance with their federally approved plans at least once every 3 years. 42 United States Code 652-4-C. If a state does not substantially comply with the requirements of Title IV-D, the Secretary of HHS is authorized to penalize the state and cut off funds. 42 United States Code 609-8. 45 Coulombs F. R. 304.20. Each state's Title IV-D program receives federal tax information from OCSC as authorized by the Internal Revenue Code for the purposes of establishing and enforcing child support orders.
So there it is. It's the Federal Tax Refund Offset Program, known as TOPS. This is where they're going to lose the funding. And I'll explain how much they're going to lose with this federal program.
The Federal Tax Refund Offset Program. The Department of the Treasury operates the Treasury Offset Program, known as the TOP. TOP offsets many types of federal payments to collect delinquent debt. TOP matches people who owe delinquent child support with money that federal agencies are paying, for example, a tax refund. When authorized by law, TOP withholds, offsets, money to pay the delinquent debt. In the context of child support payments, the Federal Tax Refund Offset Program intercepts federal tax refunds of non-custodial parents who owe past due support. This offset program involves all child support agencies and three federal agencies, OCSC, the Department of the Treasury's Bureau of the Fiscal Service, and the IRS.
Just to recap, this is my opinion. Yes, this is my opinion that 1099 workers does not pay child support as a result of a program of in the child support agency. And the reason is that child support has what is called identity theft, which means that they're going to steal your information. And that is why 1099 workers are not included in child support. So here it is. The states are not protecting your private information. The issue is the safeguarding privacy.
To protect confidential information handled by the state agency, the plan must demonstrate that the state has safeguards in effect designed to protect the privacy rights of the parties. 42 United States Code 654, 26. On February 15, 2023, the IRS Office of Safeguards issued a security and privacy memo to all directors of Title IV child support programs, abruptly reversing course on over a decade of policy interpretation.
As a result of the states not protecting your private information, they're going to, in the state of Texas, they're going to lose $5 billion. With a B, $5 billion.
The federal tax offset collections represent approximately 8% of total annual child support collections, or more than $5 billion in support. In 2022, OAG Child Support received approximately $320 million in federal offset funds. I repeat again, the federal tax offset collections represent approximately 8% of total annual child support collections, or more than $5 billion in support. In 2022, OAG Child Support received approximately $320 million in federal offset funds.
Here's the claim for relief. As of October 2023, the program is going to go away. Yes, the program is going to go away. The state of Texas is going to lose $5 billion. We have a video called the Tax Refund Offset. In other words, we need to defeat the tax refund offset. Please check out the video. There you have it. The state of Texas will lose $5 billion. If you have questions or comments, please schedule a consultation where I will reveal my opinion. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to check us out at chrish29.protonmail.com. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. as well as we are asking for donations. We are asking for a $25 gift or any amount.